at that time. And we will move forward in a positive direction. Anybody disagree with what I just said? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All against, say nay. Any closing remarks?
So you're not meeting in April.
We're not meeting in April.
So then you'll be meeting in May 23rd.
May 23rd, the week before Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
The sun's so far up the air, I don't see why we shouldn't come here at 7 o'clock instead of 6.
Let's just start with 6. Let's entertain that next.
I don't agree with it.
Let's entertain that in May. Not here 7 minutes with the.
You can't vote after I'm here. So you don't need to vote until 7 o'clock. What's the purpose of that?
We'll put that on the agenda for May, to the meeting schedule. If we want to move from 6 to 7 or to 8.
You know, that's almost due, like in a few days.
I understand that, sir.
And I know that's summertime, and that's way 9 o'clock before darkness. And a lot of people just getting home, and then summertime, it's a long, bad time.
We will take your comments, May, and request it.
I'll be here at 7 o'clock. So
okay.
You can suit yourself.
Okay. We had one hand raised back, Steve.
I just want to appreciate the offer of coming here and listening to what's going on. And having heard all the comments about the protocol rules, I got back and flying about 6 years ago, and the airport was up and busting. In addition to all the rules and regulations, are you doing anything to promote the airport? I don't, and maybe I'm missing it if it's out there, but what are we doing other than Wings and Wheels once a year? What actually happened here?
To answer your question, yes, we do talk about promotion of the airport. We do talk about preservation of general aviation and how to bring businesses in. We've had a number of conversations. We may have been negligent this meeting to do so, okay, and we apologize, but that is a primary concern of this committee, is economic promotion of not only the airport, but how it affects the entire county and everybody that lives in the county. Anything you'd like to add to that, George?
I'd love to talk to you offline on what we have done, since you haven't been here in the meetings before, and kind of show you what's going on.
I fly with the Civil Air Patrol, and it seems like every time I go out here, I see one less plane. There's almost nothing out on the tarmac anymore. So where are those people going? Why aren't they still here?
And that's
concerned me. I flew back and started flying in 78-79 and got out because I had kids and I'm mortgage and all that got in the way of paying me, but I'm able to afford that now. But you know, 6 years ago, if it had not been for the flight school being here, I would have had to go, which I'm checked out in Easton also, but there's no flight school anymore. So the kids that want to fly in this area, where do they go? Easton? Does Salisbury even have a flight school anymore?
Yes.
So, you know, we have nothing for the local kids. You got an aviation school here trying to get one, but nothing for the kids, so. We've got people coming through CAF. We'd probably love to, at some point in time, have an aviation career. They can't get it here. So.
And that is a high level of concern for this group, and we would like to promote that type of business. With the economic times, you're correct. There is more tie-downs than ever was before that's available for anybody that wants to tie down. And, you know, we'd like to fill every hangar spot out there. And we are committed to try to make that happen, and that's why there's, for everybody here, that's why there's so much back and forth about each little word, each little sentence, each little paragraph, that we are concerned, and we want to make sure that we do the best, not for the people sitting at this table, not for the people sitting in this room, but for everybody that is affiliated with the airport in any way.
Right. And the airport's got to be the ultimate winner, so otherwise we all lose it.
And the minimum standards, if not crafted properly, could impede growth of the airport, you know. So
and if they're crafted properly, they'll encourage economic development.
Right. That's our goal.
If you have too many minimum standards, don't you kill the airport? Don't people start looking away from up to go to other airports?
Well, that's why we're trying to keep it pretty plain vanilla.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
If I was a new owner, a new business, and wanted to starting out something, I start looking at all the things that you're imposing that I need to do. Not just saying you don't need those, but I might look at some other location before we think about coming here.
Yeah. And that's what we want to hear from you folks, as public as possible. Business owners, future business owners, existing business owners. That's why, you know, we encourage at the pilots meeting, we encourage at the tables downtown, at the restaurants, wherever we run into people, we're